Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. Now, what was your reaction to the announcement from the CSIRO that they were going to be cutting a reported 110 jobs in climate research?
I was shocked when I first heard the news, and I thought, surely this is some kind of joke. I know CSIRO has done cuts in the past, but to see such a high concentration of jobs not only go from atmosphere and oceans, but also from land and water, which CSIRO, those two divisions work quite closely with. And I honestly thought it was a joke. I'm just now absolutely appalled. I cannot believe that they're making such large cuts to such an integral part of science and also the CSIRO's research output.
Mm. Now, as you've mentioned in an article on The Conversation, Chief Executive Larry Marshall said that the question of human-induced climate change has largely been answered. Do you agree, and does this provide something of an explanation?
If the question he's referring to is whether or not humans have caused climate change, we answered that question over two decades ago.
Mm.
It's only now that governments have finally caught up with the Paris Agreement. So that's like, that kind of idea that, well, we need to move on, that question is answered, is completely flawed. And what he's really missing out there is we need to have cutting edge current research to underpin any sort of innovative processes that we require to adapt appropriately to climate change. And he's basically said, well, that's, you know, the underpinning science is no longer important, which is just ridiculous and a paradox.
Mm. Well, what areas remain to be researched, do you feel most strongly? Because obviously you've mentioned there cuts in multiple areas across these climate change research areas. What do you feel still remains to be researched most thoroughly?
Well, one important thing that people don't realise that CSIRO currently does is monitor our world's oceans. So we know the climate will change, but we need to monitor closely how it is changing as it's happening. Taking that money and taking that research funds out of CSIRO will mean that we can't monitor the world's oceans, particularly the Southern Ocean. I think CSIRO is one of the only institutions to actually do that. So not only does that impact our research in Australia, it actually has repercussions worldwide. We're not the only people that rely on that data. There's many institutions, both universities and other government institutions worldwide, who require that ocean data. Not only that, we have one of the world's best climate models, or at least now we used to, that helped in our projections of climate. So again, we know that the climate will change. We know that average temperature will increase. We also know that extremes will increase, but we don't understand a lot about how the processes that cause those extremes will change as well. So we need computer projections from climate models to help understand these changes and help break apart exactly what's going to happen. And that's the thing. We know generally what's going to happen. We know generally when it might happen, but it's those finer details that we're still frantically trying to research.
Mm.
And now without that happening at CSIRO, it's just, for someone at the university like myself, it's going to make it a lot harder. But for the fact that it's not going to exist at CSIRO is now a massive oversight by the chief executive.
So essentially this situation you see is still evolving into our understanding of climate change.
Absolutely. So we know a lot. We know a lot more than we did two, three, four decades ago. But like any sort of science, you don't stop at just answering a few questions. Once you've answered one question, you know, sometimes 10 or so more appear.
Mm.
It's like in medicine research. Once you've found a drug to help one disease, you don't stop researching other drugs for that particular disease.
Mm.
Or even the effectiveness of that one drug that you started researching in the first place. It's continual. It needs to be continual so that the innovations that come out of that research are effective. And that's what we're missing out on. Just because we've answered one question, apparently, is no reason whatsoever to completely cut funding into that research topic.
Well, it's a couple of interesting things you've brought up there with, firstly, the climate model that we have being a world-class climate model here in Australia, but you also mentioned the Paris Accords, that Australia's been fairly harshly criticised for not pulling their weight in regards to climate-related targets around, targets such as renewable energy. Is it plausible that the CSIRO might be saying here that the climate issue is being researched enough in other developed nations and therefore we here in Australia don't really need to worry about it as much anymore?
Look, perhaps that's what they're saying. Perhaps that's what they think they're saying. But it's a global effort. We research at a global standard. We work with the global community. It's not just little silos of countries working independently. It's a global effort. And so now that our link in the chain has been broken, not only that, but the previous government, the previous leader, didn't believe in climate change, and he didn't support any sort of renewable energy sources. So So to take away those sources and those sort of adaptations and innovations against climate change and also the underpinning climate science is not really leaving a good taste in our mouths or sending a good message that we actually value climate research and that we should be doing something to fix it. So if anything, it's probably making our global rapport on the issue of climate change go down even further.
Well, Sarah, thank you very much. Do very much appreciate you coming on and joining us speaking about this one, because as we say, we talk about it a lot, but we still sort of struggle to come to grips, I guess, with how the situation does evolve. Really do appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.